100 Word Stories.
And a very lovely December good morning to all of you listening to the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until The Day I Die.com. Sunday, that magical day of the week where I say, weekly challenge. I post the topic, and you come up with the story. And a lot of you did, on the topic of moment. We've got stories from Muncie, Charlie, Jeffrey, Richard, Lizzie, Serendipity, Lisa. Okay, I'm being silly. Norval Joe, otherwise known as Philip, and Tura, and Planet Z. That doesn't quite fit. Planet Z. Okay, I'm feeling a little silly. And yesterday was my coffee and Bailey's day. I probably should have that today, but I'm having iced tea with fresh lemon. Gotta squeeze it yourself. Yeah, I know, a whole collection of Trani syrups, and I do fresh. But I've got a huge bucket of blueberries, but it's too early to be using the blender. Later, when it's football time, that's the time to have yourself some blueberry tea. So, anyway, let's move on with the stories. I know you just can't wait. So here we go.
Greetings, Decemberians. Munzee here, deciding you're a more festive barbarian this month. As though Conan had sex with Santa. And their offspring, you are welcome for that mental image. Storytime. Moments by Christopher Monroe. This has been a moment in a 100-word story. Our moment. Shimmering and lovely and sad. Leave the moment, just be glad for the story that we had. Every moment is a moment when you're in a 100-word story. This is ridiculous. What am I doing here? I'm in the wrong story. Wait, no. This is my story. I wrote this story. Nobody wrote it but me. And as such, nobody but me will pull it together and make it all make sense. Because otherwise, it's all going to slip away from me and be forgotten. Moments are fleeting that way. Broken Escalator tweets at Munzee Munzee. So concludes my tale, Decemberians, and until next week, I shall take my leave of you, that you may go back to your business.
He declared it only took a moment. The posture he was forced to take was both uncomfortable and awkward. He was speaking of his morning routine of the cursory, steam cleansing and the application of unguents to his aging and parched spheroids. He told his breakfast club that it might be the reason he was late, in addition to the traffic in downtown Seattle. An eccentric, but scholarly man, Mr. LaCrosse spoke freely and without a hint of restraint. Like his new, modern hero, Donald Trump, he relied on his wealth, education, and position in the community to speak candidly.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 554 on the topic of moment. For the moment, the power mowers and weed whackers and other assorted noisemakers that were outside my window have disappeared, or at least taken a break, so I'm grateful for that. Anyway, here's my story for the week. It's called Living in the Moment. Grant was depressed about the future. His shrink told him he shouldn't obsess about things to come, but to live in the moment and enjoy himself. Grant took that advice to heart, so he started with several shots of bourbon. He felt he needed some stimulation, so he snorted several lines of coke. He swallowed a random handful of pills to see what would happen. What happened was that he felt lust for his next-door neighbor, so they had sex. When the police examined his body the next morning, they assumed the combination of drugs killed him. And they would have, but Grant's wife worked faster, stabbing the cheating bastard. You see, Her shrink also told her to live in the moment. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. Richard here, and once again, I have a cold. Second one this year, it's just not fair. Nevertheless, I shall battle through to bring you two stories this week. The first is called Horses. I've never liked horses, and they don't particularly like me either. They'll roll their eyes, do that thing with their upper lip, and, given half a chance, get a swift bite in, if they can. The one and only time I went horse riding was a complete disaster. They gave me the smallest, most docile animal they had, and I still ended up upside down, underneath its belly, then brutally thrown into a stream when it suddenly decided to bolt. I still have a reminder of that occasion hanging on my wall. It's the spur of the moment. I'm really sorry about that. That was a dreadful pun. Okay, second story. It's called Caught Out. What are you thinking? Said my girlfriend, catching me in the middle of a reverie. Nothing much, I replied. I was just having a moment. Go on, she teased. What's going on in that head of yours? I've been well and truly caught out. There was no way I could tell her I was imagining what it might be like to bed the hot girl from across the street. Quickly I countered. You tell me what you're thinking first. She looked embarrassed. Actually, I was imagining a threesome with that hot girl across the street. She's definitely a keeper. I'm off to hit the medication and brandy and whatever else I can find in the cupboard. So until next week, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called By Leaf and Bough. Mary and Pippin were in a quite jolly mood, having finished the better part of second breakfast. They were engaged in a lively conversation with the youngest of the Ents, a 1,000-year-old, named Heavytop. In short order, talk wandered off to favorite dishes made by their mothers. Top Heavy spoke of a spice moss pudding, then turned to the west and fell silent. I can hardly remember her branches. If we return, when we return, corrected Pippin, we will join the search for the Entwives. Blessed be on you who seek my mom Ent. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The lights by the pink boxes took her back. It was a rainy day. She complained that she needed sun, that she absolutely abhorred winter. He smiled. It wasn't even winter yet, but he knew her well. He grabbed one of the boxes and said there was something special in it. She played along. Inside the box, the string of white lights was neatly stored away. When he plucked them, they flickered happily. Here's the sun for you, he said. The lights stayed on since that day, and the sun was his smile, offering her a string of white lights. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcop.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. They say, in that moment before you die, your whole life flashes before your eyes, The problem is, it's generally over too quickly to savor. So, consider what I'm about to do, my parting gift to you. No matter what people say, I'm not as callous as they make out. Yes, you're about to die, and yes, it will be extraordinarily painful. But out of the kindness of my heart and the compassion in my soul, I'll do everything I can to help you enjoy your final moment of recall. I'm going to kill you. Very, very slowly indeed.
Hello, it's Lisa. I've got a couple for you this week on the theme of moment. So the first one is called Watch. It was always the last thing he did before sleep. Always had been, from boarding school to today at Elmsview Retirement Home. It was usually done in bed, teetering on his left hip, new in 1992. Watch wound before lights out. It's funny how things from youth return to us later. He found comfort ending the day with those five swift twists. Except tonight. Arthur had felt a bit queer and had gone to bed early. Had even missed pudding, jam roly-poly with custard. He thought about the watch, but then lay back on his bed. Just for a moment. And slightly lighter, this one's called Moment. Honestly, I thought I'd take the opportunity to look at Chris Hemsworth in his swimming trunks. On my phone, not live, obviously, someone had tweeted a picture. Oh, my God, just imagine. A cry of, I can't find any clean pants, breaks my concentration. Hall radiator, five pairs, I reply. It's that sort of glossy mag glam house, as you'd imagine. The cat nudges the door open then, sits a while, watching me. Then realising she's not going to get fed, tries to get up on my lap. Not ideal when you're sat on the loo, but it's that kind of house. Thanks for listening. See you.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 554, with the prompt of moment. Now that NaNoWriMo is over, I have to see if I can remember how to use a microphone. I hope this works out okay. Anyway, here's my story. For a moment, Mickey thought it was over. But as the form of a man, a big man with a pistol in his hand, passed in front of the headlights, he found Ferret had more guts to her than he had given her credit. She gunned the engine and raced past the gunman. Three bullets splashed through the side window. Three more shots fired, and Mickey hoped they hadn't hit anyone or anything important in the van.
"Is anyone hurt?" he asked.
"I'm okay."
"Me too," Cherry said.
Mickey peeked over the bench seat to watch for approaching headlights. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Tura Brazino here with a story on the subject, Moment. A man's pipe rack is the measure of his character. Established in his private study, this product of solitude springs wholly from his inmost soul. For every moment, there is the perfect pipe, and for every pipe, the perfect moment to be smoked. Each new thing in one's life, if lasting, may prompt a new pipe. Thus should a man accumulate a pipe rack as he accumulates substance. On a certain distinguished lord's death, his executor, on entering his study, was struck dumb for a space of full 3 hours in wonderment at the transcendent character revealed by his row of pipes.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Do you have a moment? Is how human resources representatives get you. It's never anything good. Hey, I bake these cookies, and I know you like peanut butter. See, you never hear anything like that. It's always something bad. Someone talking shit, or you talking shit, and somebody reporting you for it. So I say, no, I don't have a moment, and walk away. That's when the emails begin. Followed by chat requests, and calendar updates. Nope, sorry, too busy. Then they show up at my door. We need to talk. At least now they're being honest about it.
Weren't those the best, the most awesome stories you've heard on the topic of moment? I know, I think they're great. I think they're awesome. Otherwise, I would have deleted a few. No. Thank you to everyone who sent in stories this week and shared them with the world. I don't know what else to say. The next weekly challenge, I think, is 555. Wow, that's a normal-looking number. And let's see, what am I supposed to say? Can't remember what the topic is. Hold on. We've already had paint. This is moment. Oh, the next one is scream. Okay, good. All right. Whew. I need to set the schedule of the next year coming up. All right, so One a Day Until the Day I Die.com. I will see you next week. Thank you for being a part of this. And as always, don't submit this for any awards or anything. Who cares about awards? I mean, the first thing that happens with podcasts, they get into awards, the first 20 minutes are just kissing your ass over awards, and you forget why you enjoyed the podcast. Oh, and as always, keep it brief.